The Senate had another late night last night, and that means it is poised now to pass the Turnbull government's landmark legislation reinstating the Australian Building and Construction Commission. 8 crossbenchers needed to support the bill falling into line after a range of concessions. Just one of the crossbench remains implacably opposed. That's Jackie Lambie.
And that, Mr. Acting Deputy President, was the point where it became very clear that this legislation was drafted by a room full of monkeys and a typewriter. It is bad, poorly drafted legislation. No matter how many times you go back to draft it, no matter how many amendments you put through, it is crap. If it wasn't crap, you would have got it right in the first place and we wouldn't have had to go to a double D.
That's Jackie Lambie in the Senate last night. Michelle Grattan joins us now. Michelle, hello.
Hi, Fran.
Well, Jackie Lambie's clearly not too impressed with the ABCC, but the rest of the crossbenchers looks like they're on board. They've done deals on procurement, security of payments. That got Nick Xenophon and his team over the line. Looks like Darren Hinch's concerns about retrospectivity may have been dealt with some kind of sunset clause. We'll ask him shortly. If the ABCC is about to go through, what does this mean for the government heading into the summer? Because God knows the polls haven't been looking too flash for Malcolm Turnbull.
I think it certainly gives Malcolm Turnbull the best end that he could hope for the year in the situation. And he can say, well, a number of pieces of legislation, including both legs of the double dissolution triggers, in place, and that's an achievement. But still, the overall impression in the public of the government and national politics is not a good one.
The crossbench has achieved a lot, I think it's fair to say, a fair degree anyway, and the power clearly is aggregated in the hands of these 10 senators, key to the government getting things done. What is your view of the quality of the amendments, the changes that the crossbench have negotiated, the promises they've extracted?
The government's given away a lot, especially, for example, on the procurement policy, one that it would not naturally want to concede on. And I think that that's represented the desperation, if you like, to get this legislation in place. So it just shows that prices have to be paid. Now, of course, compromise can be a good thing, but in this case, we've seen cross-trading, in some cases quite bizarre cross-trading, for example, that the ABC board has to hold community forums. That might be a good thing in itself, but it's a pretty odd thing to be trading in the context of industrial legislation.
I think they've got the ABC and the ABCC mixed up. but Michelle, I mean, I guess it's about the quality that I'm wondering, because there are some limitations we've seen too in the crossbench negotiating power. Senator Xenophon didn't extract more water, that 450 gigalitres he said was needed to be guaranteed before he'd think about supporting the ABCC legislation is not guaranteed. But he's satisfied, for instance, as does seem the Premier, Jay Weatherill, that the PM has taken charge of water now effectively.
Well, I think that Senator Xenophon saw in the end that there wasn't going to be a substantive change, and he's been concerned to come out of this having appeared to have got something. It's a bit of a slap in the face for Barnaby Joyce, but in terms of substance, it doesn't mean a lot. Water will be looked at COAG. It'll be automatically on the COAG agenda each meeting for monitoring the Murray-Darling Basin plan. It'll be looked at in a special way in Senate estimates, but that's about it. But the fact that it's being said that the Prime Minister is taking
control of it.
Oversight of this, I guess, not control, yeah. Oversight is important to Barnaby Joyce.
Okay, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University. And after 8, we'll be joined by Senator Darren Hinch.